Walmart trying to fend off a huge sexual discrimination lawsuit, and we're looking at what could be the biggest civil rights court case in history. Yeah. It's now being considered by the Supreme Court of the United States.
Joining us now, employment law expert Michael Kelsheimer. He's at the law firm of Looper, Reed & McGraw. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about this case? I mean, this is pretty huge. What's Walmart dealing with?
Well, Walmart is facing what every big company in the United States really doesn't want to see happen, and that's the possibility that employees from all over the country in thousands of stores can come together in one lawsuit and allege that the company as a whole isn't treating them fairly.
Now, what if the Supreme Court of the United States says, no, we don't want to consider it, is it all done then for the employees?
No, actually, the dispute before the Supreme Court right now is really just a sideshow to the main event. They're not even considering the issue of whether or not discrimination has occurred.
What's up? What's in front of the justices then?
The court is considering whether or not all of the employees can join together. Usually, an individual has to file a lawsuit that's just them against Walmart, kind of a David and Goliath type situation. And then, if they can collect together in a group, as a class action, then they can all bond together and use their collective resources to go against Walmart.
So it's basically a battle of how big the David is going to be against the Goliath, because
that's
is
exactly.
It easier for Walmart to fight if they can separate the cases?
That's exactly right.
What does it take for them to be able to band together legally?
Well, they have to have commonality of damages, okay, and that their damages are all going to be kind of similar, and then they have to have what they call typicality, fancy legal term for all of their claims are typically the same, which really isn't the case here because there's 170 different job classes that are involved. So it's kind of hard to see how they would all have the same kind of facts.
So on the one hand, I know that the lawyers for the class action idea say that basically the Walmart culture is the same around the country, even though Walmart says, no, we have different pay scales and things like that, right?
That's right. The plaintiffs have done some depositions and found out that Walmart does acknowledge that it has a problem with kind of a glass ceiling. But the question, as you raise, is whether or not it's the same in every store with every supervisor making decisions about promotions. Is that really the same all across the board?
All right. We're going to find out what the courts think. That is employment law expert Michael Kelsheimer. He's at Looper, Reed & McGraw.